proud to welcome back some old friends with a brand new name, a band of gypsies.
Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Miles. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson. This week we will be talking about the Homeless Veteran Forum that's coming up this Sunday, October the 23rd, 2011 at 4 o'clock at the Exchange, which is located at 114 West Spring Street, downtown Los Angeles. Our in-studio guest is Mr. Anthony Belcher of New Directions. Also, we have our regular voices from the Ether section of the program, showcasing the talents of many downtown writers and musicians. We have with us on the phone Mr. Jeff Norman, founder and executive director of the Veterans Project. He will be moderating the panel discussion at the upcoming Homeless Veteran Forum. Jeff, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me. How you doing, Melvin?
Oh, just fine. Can you tell us a little about the upcoming Homeless Veteran Forum?
Well, I salute you. I should be interviewing you for putting this thing together. There's been like a tremendous collaboration between disparate segments of the Los Angeles community since the ACLU has filed a lawsuit against the VA for failing to provide housing and other care to homeless veterans. And it's really very exciting. In addition to what you're doing, KPCC has organized a couple of events recently. And here we are on the heels of that doing it again. And this is exactly what's needed. Too often, I think, when folks do an event, they just think too much will come out of one event. And it never really works that way. And what really needs to be done is an ongoing series of events. That's where the serious work is, and that's what produces results. And so I'm really happy about the way we're approaching this. And this particular event this Sunday at the Exchange here in L.A., which is going to happen from 4 to 6 p.m., and you probably have the address. That's Spring and 5th, right? Or
mm-hmm.
Spring and 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I'm really happy to moderate that. And we've got Rick Reyes, who is a Marine veteran, who also owned his own mortgage company after he performed his military service. So he has some innovative housing ideas that he's been working on developing with the Veterans Project, which is the organization I run. And I think, I'm not sure exactly who's going to be on the panel or just in the audience, but participating or there and making it happen in some way will be Judy Bowman, who is the development director for the Roby Theater Company, And this is another great way to really communicate with the people of Los Angeles, because not everybody wakes up in the morning and says, "Hey, I want to hear a lecture about veterans issues." So theater is a great way to get people to pay attention when they don't necessarily have a built-in interest in the topic. So that's great. And we have a couple of social workers, one of which is Mary Louise Harrison, who's going to be there. Another is Jim Gatewood, I'm sorry, who's developing a plan to stay in touch with homeless veterans. This may not sound like such a big deal to folks who aren't familiar with the issue, but one of the big problems that folks who want to help veterans have is just staying in touch with veterans. You know, it's not easy to communicate with them because of their circumstances. And Jim is in the process of developing a methodology, and we're hoping that Google will help us to actually stay in touch with veterans on an ongoing basis. Red Godfrey from United Way, which has also teamed up with the LA Federation of Labor, is also going to be there, and they're working with us on the housing ideas. And I think Roy Eisenstein will also be there, also from the theater community. He does a workshop every week for veterans who are pursuing that as a career, or veterans who are just doing it for therapeutic purposes. So my job is just to kind of keep the thing going. I don't think we're going to have any long speeches or anything. Just going to have each person give a very brief presentation, and then we're going to have a discussion. And I understand there's a very significant effort that's been going on to get homeless veterans there on the scene, and of course they need to be part of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I salute you for that work, and I think it's going to be a great thing, but we got to just keep doing it. You know, it's not all going to be solved this Sunday.
And then I also think that we got somebody coming out from New Direction. Eduardo Gonzalez will be coming out that Operation Welcome Home program also the panel.
Right.
So looking forward to that. Now, what do you think the goals of what are we trying to achieve at this forum?
Well, to give service to the veterans who gave us service. You know, it's happening, but it's not happening enough, and it's not happening as well as it should be. So I think, you know, that's the big picture right there, is make sure veterans get the services that they deserve and need.
Mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to it. Can you tell us a little about the Veterans Project?
Sure. I started that because I'm a guy whose background is in television, and I developed some relationships with folks who have storytelling skills and marketing skills and things along those lines. And I thought, well, what could we do to contribute to the problem? I've met a lot of folks who are suffering from PTSD, and I've met a lot of folks who know people who are suffering from PTSD. So that particular issue was the thing that really moved me at first. But since I've started doing this work, I've realized that we also have to deal with housing and job issues. It's the whole ball of wax with regard to helping veterans adjust to civilian life. But our particular angle, as I said, is the entertainment community. We have mentors who help train and give guidance to veterans who are pursuing a career in the media or entertainment professions. And we're also in the process of setting up a production company that will create content for the internet, as well as TV and film projects that are about the plight of veterans, or also about anything at all, but have veterans working on the project. And I think this is something that's going to go over big. I'm already getting a lot of enthusiasm from folks who have heard about it. Everybody who's running around in the war zones has a video camera. And whether or not they've thought about it, they have been filmmakers in training. And so they really have some talents and particular expertise and experiences to share that have great value to the civilian population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're going to help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got Tyrone. I want to ask you a question.
Actually, Jeff, I'm not asking a question. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, thank you, Tara. And if not a question, what are you going to do? Are you going to berate me?
No, what I was going to do was say, on that first evening we met, we talked about New Directions. Well, we're honored tonight to have a guest in studio, Mr. Belcher, and he's going to tell us a little bit about New Directions and hopefully answer some of those questions I wasn't able to, okay?
Great. I know they've been over on the VA property for some time.
Yes, they have.
And I think they're definitely going to be a part of the discussion Sunday, and I look forward to that.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. Belcher's here, and he's going to give us some information, too, tonight, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
Okay, now, Jeff, for those who want to get in touch with you, what is your contact information?
The website for the Veterans Project is theveteransproject.org. Don't forget the. TheVeteransProject.org.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Well, thank you, Melvin and Tyrone, and I really appreciate it. And we'll see you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mrs. Earlene Anthony for our community calendar.
This is the community calendar for the month of October. Saturday, October 22nd. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go Gospel Radio 1460 with Sister Esther is presenting a Kingdom Concert on Skid Row. There will be lots of singing, rappers, dancers, clown, comedians, and much more. The location of this event is Gladys Park, 6 and Gladys Street. For more information, you can call 323-378-1757. Sunday, October the 23rd, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran presents a forum on homeless veterans in Los Angeles. The panel will be made up of veterans, religious, and community leaders, discussing topics on outreach, education, treatment and prevention, housing, support services, income, employment benefits, community partnership, and much more. The location of this event is The Exchange, 114 West 5th Street. This is a free event. Refreshments will be served, and we will also be passing out hygiene kits. For more information on this event, you can call 323-850-4436. This is a special announcement. Wednesday, October the 26th, beginning at 9 a.m., Long Beach Community Councilman Dee Andrews presents a Peace and Justice Summit focusing on deciding how to assist with policy change and the reentry process of housing, employment, and much more. Child care and lunch is provided. The location, Long Beach Convention Center, 300 East Ocean Boulevard, Long Beach, California. For more information, you can call 323-357-8431. This is just a reminder, if you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com. Attention, Earlene Anthony. And once more, our call-in number for the show is 800-893-9562. And now back to our host.
Thank you, Miss Earlene Anthony. I am delighted to have with us in the studio tonight Mr. Anthony Belcher. He is the program director of New Directions. Since 1992, New Directions have provided comprehensive service to thousands of veterans in Los Angeles County. Anthony, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thank you for having me.
Anthony, I would like to read something from Wikipedia about military veterans.
Okay.
It reads, military veterans often receive special treatment in their respective countries due to the sacrifice they made during wars. Different countries handle this differently. Some openly support veterans through government programs and others ignoring them. Veterans are also subject to illness directly related to their military services, such as PTSD. War veterans are generally treated with great respect and honor for their contributions to the world and country by their nationals. And that's from Wikipedia. What is the present attitude of the country towards military veterans, Anthony?
Well, I think that everyone is following President Obama's directive to end homelessness amongst veterans. He's the first president in my lifetime that I can remember ever hearing say that out loud. So that helps a great deal. A lot of services have come about to help the veteran get off the streets, get into housing. The only concern I have is that it sometimes we as a country, when we start new programs, it's at the expense of another. I want to say that, you know, I personally don't think it's wise to take out the treatment piece. You know, you can give me a home, and I'm a former homeless vet myself. You could give me a home, but if I haven't addressed my mental health issues, substance abuse issues, then basically you gave me some place to just get loaded instead of being outside. So I don't know. Everybody's working hard to help the veteran find housing. I know that's part of our program, but our main focus is on treatment for substance abuse and mental health.
Mm-hmm. Great. Look, can you tell us, New Directions is a great organization. Can you tell us a little about how New Directions got started?
Yes, I can. I believe we're coming up on our 18th year. We were started by two Vietnam combat vets and a little Jewish social worker. Tony Reines is the lady. John Kevin, the little Irishman, and Larry Williams. John was a tunnel rat. Larry served in Vietnam during Tet. And both were heroin addicts, former heroin addicts. Both were former convicts. Both had did time after they got out of the service. And basically there was this old, beautiful old building on the West LA campus that had been abandoned for years. I believe it used to be an old soldier's home. And they broke into the building, got Congresswoman Maxine Waters involved, and basically they bugged the Congress until they approved a 99-year lease for that building for them to build a program there.
Mm, that's amazing.
They're amazing people.
Now, before we talk about the programs and services that New Direction offers, I would like to ask you about two sectors of the military veterans that you don't hear a lot about, and that's the female veterans and those veterans caught up in the penal prison system. Can you talk about how New Directions reach out to those two groups?
Female veterans, we have two women's house in the community in Culver City, Mar Vista area. So they basically provide substance abuse, mental health treatment. We have a full clinical staff. They all come through the employment center and the second phase of our program like all the other vets. Our prison outreach program is very extensive. I'm also a former convict myself, and I have personally been to one of the prisons I served in. I was invited back to speak to the guys about changing their lives. So we are constantly working with the VA representatives who are in the jail. We pick people up from Twin Towers all the time. We're trying to get in the jails ourselves. Because of budget cuts, my outreach team had been cut back. So whereas I had three people who we were at Wayside, Pritches, I think is the real name of it, commonly known as Wayside, we were out there once a week. And we're trying to reinstate that program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, before I get into talking about the definite programs and stuff that New Directions offer, Tyrone.
Yes, Mr. Belcher.
How you doing, Tyrone?
So far, so good. We talked about alumni status earlier.
Yes.
And you talked a little bit about the history of New Directions.
Yeah.
My history goes back a little bit further, back to the day of the Japanese gardens, and
yes,
there used to be a building up there, and Frank the Dank and Tom Oakey and Harry Davis, that crew. So welcome to the Qumran Report, and thank you for coming. My questions Have you seen any returning vets who trace their drug abuse to stimulants provided to them while in the war zones? There's been some reports of that.
No, I can't say that I've any of the guys coming back, the recently returned guys coming back, have mentioned stuff they were given in the military. Mm-hmm. Most of the guys coming back are on some sort of psychotropic medication by the time they get to us.
Wow, wow. And earlier you were talking about connections between drug abuse and the military. What is the big thing that you see guys coming back, our veterans coming back hooked to today?
Well, you know, we're in the 21st century, so it's a little different than our time. So everything's synthetic now, which started with methamphetamine. A lot of our guys coming back have methamphetamine addictions. Unfortunately and surprisingly to me, we've got a lot of young guys coming back strung out on heroin again. So we're seeing that again as we did during the Vietnam War time.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's stuff that you can just buy over the counter.
Right.
There's this new stuff called Spice. I believe it's a synthetic marijuana. And then there's bath salts.
Right.
And I think that's a synthetic form of crystal methamphetamine. But, you know, the problem with the synthetic drugs are that that's worse than the stuff we were doing, I guess, is that somebody's making it in their garage and no one knows what they're putting in it. You know, meth addicts, once they sober up, they have problems for the rest of their lives.
Kind
of like
yeah.
the thing with LSD when I was a kid.
Okay, you mentioned about the employment program at New Directions, and I remember it very well. Bridget runs that program there. Out of all the vocational directions that you could have possibly went in, why did you choose being a drug counselor?
Well, actually, I had got started in a prison program and got started with Phoenix House. But when I got to the Venice Beach facility and, you know, I obviously wasn't ready. I ended up relapsing and doing another 14-month term for shoplifting. By the time I got to New Directions, I really didn't know what I was going to end up doing. I had, at the time, we still had the culinary program. I had been in fast food restaurant management, and my goal was to get into the culinary program and, you know, go cook on a cruiser somewhere, on a cruise ship. It just didn't happen that way. I was targeted to start working the front desk. They gave me some responsibilities as a senior resident, and from then in the second phase, I got to be a resident manager. Then I worked up in the assessment center, and by the time after my year, I was hired. I was offered a job as a detox attendant.
Now, this is always a tough question, especially for a program coordinator. What is the attrition or dropout rate, and what do you think are the causes that have vets drop out of treatment programs?
Well, when you're talking about both dealing with, because we're a co-occurring disorder program now, which is different from the program you and I went through. And so what we're doing, we've got integrated services where we're treating both mental health and substance abuse. Generally what happens is this: a lot of people with mental health issues self-medicate. They end up using alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamine, what have you, to counteract the symptoms of whatever disorder that they're dealing with. So once you get sobered up, all you have left is the disorder. The first 90 days are, if we can keep a guy after 90 days, we can almost keep him for a year. The first 90 days is the hardest. People aren't used to the structure. People aren't used to being told what to do. People aren't, you know, you've been homeless or been in prison or just come out of the military. People aren't ready to deal with their anger issues, and they go. We're not a lockdown facility, so, you know, they just go. But those that we can keep usually stay, and now that we have a full clinical staff, we're a clinical model now more than a 12-step model. Now that we have gone in that direction, we're able to respond to crisis a lot better. we're able to get guys to stay. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's there's no real answer. I think the national average for guys in treatment or people in treatment is something like 7 times in treatment before they can maintain long-term sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little better than the national average.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. That wraps up all my questions, Melvin. Thank mm-hmm. you, Mr. Belcher.
Okay, what I want to get into now, I want to talk about new directions to offer a variety of services. These include substance abuse treatment, counseling, remedial education, job training, and placement, as well as parenting and money management classes. I want to talk in details about some of the services, if you can explain.
And that we do all of that, but we've mm-hmm. made a major cultural organizational change, I should say, over the last couple of years where we have really focused on integrating clinical services. All of that stuff we did in my day.
Mm-hmm.
And basically
mm-hmm.
what we found out is that we were missing something.
Mm-hmm.
So we added the clinical piece. I mean, so now we are trained to deal with guys who are suffering from PTSD, major depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, personality disorders. And so we have a full clinical staff that works in together with our case management staff. So we can, when a guy goes into crisis, we have the stuff in place to where we can get him out of the crowd, get him sit down, get him in a room with a clinician and a case manager, help him work through this issue and stay in the program.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the stuff we do, parenting is only one of the classes we've added, seeking safety, anger management, mind over mood, that these are all psychoanalytical groups that our guys are now going to, and it's helping people to understand what's going on with them. Even in addiction, you know, in my case, I didn't know what was going on. So once I was able to understand what was happening to me, now I'm empowered and I can do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not so much about us doing anything for the veteran. It's more of us giving the veteran tools to do for himself.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the process? For example, just say an Iraqi veteran who's going through some changes, he's been homeless. He want to get involved with New Directions. He come out there, the first step.
Okay, if he shows up at the door, myself or one of my staff will meet him at the door. We will welcome him. We'll ask him if he's hungry, and we'll take him in and feed him, and then we'll ask how can we help. And if he says, I need a detox, I want to get into a program, then I have a 20. New Directions has the only 24-hour detox in the county, in LA County. So a veteran can walk in and get a bed any time of day, any time of night, 7 days a week. That's the best thing we do. Once we get him in detox, we then connect him with the VA to make sure he gets whatever services mm-hmm. he needs from them. If he needs to see a psychiatrist, if he needs, you know, benefits and all of that. And then my staff or myself, and the clinical staff, we are doing clinical groups in detox now. So we're doing process groups, 2 process groups a week. So he'll meet with an individual clinician to get assessed to determine which one of our program best suits him.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a hotline? Suppose a veteran is out and get into some kind of trouble.
We have an 800 number, but that one, it never worked out. If you call 310-914-5966, ask for extension 301, you will talk to a detox attendant, and it doesn't matter what time of day or night again.
Mm-hmm.
And that number again is 310-914-5966, extension 301. If you can't remember the extension, just ask for detox.
Detox, okay. Now, can you tell us a little about this Operation Welcome Home? Exactly, what is that?
Operation Welcome Home is a program we designed specifically to treat the issues of young guys now coming home from the war. I'm a Vietnam-era vet. At one time, most of the guys coming through our program were either combat vets, Vietnam combat vets, or Vietnam-era vets. But again, this is the 21st century, so we've got synthetic drugs that's been thrown into the picture. We've got the hip-hop culture. We've got young, angry men and women coming home. They're technologically advanced. They need cell phones, computers, and things like that. So what we did was design a program that would be able to provide those types of services for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about, just so you have a lot of homeless veterans that's been out of touch, away from the VA for a while, and they want to find out about the benefits that they have available to them?
Again, if it's strictly benefits, then what they can do, they can call me and we'll direct them to someone within the VA system that can help them. New Directions is a nonprofit agency. We're not the VA. Mm-hmm. So, but if they're looking for treatment, detox, housing programs, then they can call up me and my staff. And what I will do, I work with a lot of the programs down here in the Skid Row area. And specifically, I think it's San Julian Drop-In Center that used to be the VOA. Mm-hmm. Vet rep over there's name's Eddie. And Eddie will call me up and I will come and get a guy and bring him out to our program. Mm-hmm. Or when I'm down here once a month at least. And if I sometimes run into former clients and I'm able to get them to come back into the program. Or I just stop in and talk to the vet reps, drop off flyers and everything to let people know where we are, what we're doing. And sooner or later, I'm getting referrals from either missions or from Eddie at the VOA mm-hmm. and other places like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you that we got this homeless veteran forum coming up this coming Sunday at 4:00. What do you think is the best way so we can cover all of the ground in the downtown area in terms of getting the word out, getting to these veterans that you mentioned Eddie a minute ago like that. Do you have any suggestions to making them aware of this forum that's coming up Sunday?
I'm pretty sure, and if you've been downtown a while, the word of mouth will get out. There'll be people there. I think what happens is this, you know, and this is for homeless people in general. You know, it seems that homelessness has become such a normal, everyday part of our society that we've become kind of blasé about it. One of the things we have always preached at New Directions is that, you know, we don't treat the addiction, we treat the person. These are people. And for however they fell on hard times, however they ended up where they are, is not as important as helping them to get their dignity, humanity, their life back in order. And I think if we start to approach homeless veterans like we approach and homeless people in general with that basic concept that we are talking about giving a human being a helping hand, you know, then once we can do that, then they will respond. You know, I mean, people, you know, people aren't fooled. They see what's going on in our society. They understand that, you know, now that there's a war going on, people are interested in veterans. 5 years ago, nobody cared. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a holiday going on, people are more interested in veterans. If there's some way for someone to get on the news or promote whatever they're doing, you know, let's get the veterans involved. And I think as a veteran, as a former addict, as a former convict, as a former homeless person, you know, it's the people, New Directions treated me like a human being from the time I walked in the door. And through God's good grace, I've been given the opportunity to turn around and pass that on to other people. Our veterans, you know, they are young kids who we send off to foreign lands to fight wars or do push whatever agenda America has. I think when they come back, they leave here as human beings. I think when they come back, we need to treat them as human beings.
You have a great point. Another subject I want to get off into, I want to talk a little about the female veterans and the special, unique problems and issues that they might be dealing with just being a female, especially substance abuse. Do you see anything you like comment on that?
Actually, yes. Ironically enough, I recently got married. My wife, Petra Belcher, is a 8-year Army veteran. Never been a substance abuser, but she did experience some MST while she was in the military. I'm not in the military anymore, and I'm not going to criticize the efforts they make, but I think we still aren't doing enough as a country to put the focus on what happens to women when they go into the military.
Mm-hmm. What is MST? Yeah.
Military sexual trauma.
Ah.
Okay. And what do that entail?
What does military sexual trauma entail?
Yeah.
It entails women going into the military and being sexually traumatized by their fellow soldiers.
Okay.
Hmm.
And it's something, you know, we as a nation still haven't put a lot of focus on. And as I said, my wife has dealt with it. She's very supportive of what I do. And at the same time, she's dealing with her own stuff. I mean, she's one of those women who what happened happened. She got out. She went on about her life. But not all women can say that. Many women, I think the percentage of women and female veterans, I'm sorry, who suffer from substance abuse, the percentage of women, most of them were sexually traumatized while in the military.
Mm-hmm. Are there any cues? What are the symptoms of that?
I'm not an expert on it. You would have to probably ask a female veteran.
Yeah. Okay.
I've known some of our female veterans that have gone through the program and who have overcome these issues. The fact that when you got a woman who's been in the service, if she's got substance abuse issues, if she's suffering from depression, there's a real good chance she suffered some sexual trauma while she was in the military.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, how about the substance abuse program, which you was talking about, the co-occurring dual diagnostic situation? Do that apply to female?
We separate our men and women. We don't have a co-ed program. So our women are actually in the community and the men are located on the VA grounds, except for our welcome home program, which is also in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't mix them, but do they all get the same level of treatment? Yes. Now, at the women's program, there are gender-specific issues that the women's clinical staff and case managers are trained to deal with that we aren't trained to deal with over on the men's side. Mm-hmm.
Now, the welcome home program, you said that's in the community.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about that?
It's a beautiful little home over in Mar Vista. It's more like the guys actually go through our North facility. They spend their first 6 months in that program. And on the VA grounds, and then they transition to the house over in Mar Vista, and there that's their second phase of the program. They're into reentry into the community, job search, computer class, going to school. Most of these guys are going to college. I mean, they're young guys, so most of them are going to college.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, what are the plans for, do New Directions have any other locations in other states or in other parts of California or what?
We're basically located here in Los Angeles. We are opening up. We are focusing on permanent housing. That's the way the country's going, so we have a facility out at the Sepulveda VA that should be opening soon. I don't have any dates, but they've been working on it since I first came to New Directions. So we finally got through all of the political red tape and got to go ahead to open up this affordable housing for veterans.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you want
to? No. I remember when John was thinking about that when I was there.
It's finally happening.
That's a good thing. He wanted to do the Sun Belt. He wanted to have programs all in Arizona and places. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, Melvin, I think we're pretty much covered with Mr. Belcher this evening.
Any final comments that you would like to say about the program out there? I think New Direction is a great and important program, organizational structure out there.
Yeah, I would like, first of all, to, you know, thank my family for supporting me, my wife, my father, and my stepdaughter, whom I live with, and all my family back east for forgiving me for all of the hard times I gave them through the years, my children, my mom, and my brothers and sisters. And as for new directions, you know, again, in the scale of things, we're really a small agency. We're a big program when it comes to bed space. Anything you can do to help us help veterans, we would more than appreciate. And, you know, as Tyrone was saying earlier, you know, our attitude is that no day is too long, no task too hard, and no effort too great. If there's any section of people who deserve our all, it's veterans. And so thanks to all those like Home Depot and other agencies that have helped us along, and anyone that want to help, please.
Can you explain how Home Depot?
Well, Home Depot has a huge veterans program going on. And they actually came out, they did some, they refurbished the building, some places in the building. They did some work outside on the grounds. And the amazing thing about the Home Depot people was that they worked side by side with these guys who are in these programs. And they just treated them like regular guys. And that's the most important thing for the guys, is that one of my proudest moments was the day I got a jury summons. Let me know I was a citizen again.
Yeah. Now, just a couple more questions. Now, the VA's facility that's down here on Temple Street.
Yes.
Do New Directions have a connection with that?
Yes,
do they have a little site? Do you work office
with,
down there?
I don't have an office down there, but yeah. I work closely with the people that work in the jails who work out of the Temple Street VA. Greg Kane, we work closely with those guys. Sergio and Shannon, they're forever calling us up, letting us know they have guys that will bring them out to us, or we'll pick them up. And then we also, we work with all the VAs. We work with Long Beach. Marta Perez is really great. We work with Loma Linda. You know, we'll get up to Santa Barbara and get people if we can. You know, again, the economic situation has hit everybody hard. I once had a three-team outreach staff. I'm down to me.
So, yeah.
But, you know, it's good work. And again, if there's any people who, any section of people who do deserve a little extra, it's veterans, because they give a lot extra.
Yeah. And me personally, you know, I'm about to reach out, because I remember when L.A. Vets came to my service, the one up in Englewood, when I had a chance to live out there for almost 2 years. And, you know, me personally, I come out of a family of veterans, out of 7 boys and 2 girls. Mm-hmm. 6 of us served in the military, 3 in the Army, 2 in the Air Force, and I served in the United States Marine Corps. And so the VA and the veterans have helped me out a lot personally.
LA Vets is a wonderful program. Many of our guys go there from as transitional housing, just like you did. And Harry Davis is still a big part of New Directions.
Oh, yeah. He comes through there on, I think it was Wednesday afternoons.
Mm-hmm. Now, Anthony, for those who would like to get in touch with you, what is your contact information?
The front desk number is 310-914-5966. There's someone always at that desk. You can call there anytime, day or night. Mm-hmm. My extension is 205. But if you can contact any, you can go on our website, and if you call that number, you can contact any, you can be transferred to anybody in the agency.
Okay, thank you very much, Anthony, and thank New Directions, a great organization.
Thank you for having me.
Our last section for today is from our voices from the ether portion of the show.
You know, Melvin, there are no more Kodak moments or e-ticket rides. It's all gone digital. A shout out to my bros in arms on Mech Hero Server 1. We are Sparta. Now, dig this. Constant Elevation, the LA Black Arts Movement through Spoken Word. Tuesday, November 1st, 2011, 7 p.m. Renowned poets Jane Cortez and Camus Daoud are joined by emerging LA poets, an evening celebrating the art of spoken word. This is all in conjunction with the exhibition Now Dig This, Art and Black Los Angeles, 1960s to 1980s, happening at the Hammer Museum. The Hammer is located at 10899 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. For more information, call 310-443-7000. Is that enough zeros, guys? Anyway, playing in the background tonight, Never Let Me Go, performed by Roger Carnes. Roger will be performing with Tony Dangan and Toshi Sato live at Little Tokyo's Far Bar, located at 347 East Firth Street. And that's downtown Los Angeles. And it'll be Thursday night at 7 p.m. Visit Roger online at www.rogercarnes, and that's CAIRNS.com. You'd never leave me, would you? Okay. Our guest waiting on the phone is actor, singer, songwriter, dancer, and dramatist, Miss Franchi Joy. Are you there tonight?
I'm here.
Ah, the ether works tonight. She joined us earlier this year in August, and she performed live in studio, performing her comic head character. You were a cat, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. I'm a cool cat.
You were the cool cat. And that was from an original play that was written by the Qumran Report's host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, and the play was called Nailheads. Before we continue, Franchi, let's listen to some excerpts from your latest singles, Take Me Back and What Good Is That Man? Here, what good is that man? I'm trying not to leave. Jesus, what good is that man? So, Franchi, tell us, where are you from?
I am from Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City.
Okay. And so what?
And I gotta give a shout out to all my family and everybody back home. So, hey, everybody.
Okay. And what brought you to California?
Well, I guess what brings, you know, everybody, trying to be an actor, singer, whatever. You know, this is the entertainment capital, so you gotta come here.
Okay. Now, what inspired you to write that song, What Good Is That Man, which is about domestic violence?
Well, it was really from seeing people that I care about go through it. And I never really understood why anybody would put up nonsense. I didn't get it. And I think I just finally came to the conclusion, and maybe kind of a little bit of an unorthodox conclusion, that the victim has to take some responsibility in this. You know, of course, the offender, the abuser, is the main person who is responsible. But if we put up with that, then we take some responsibility for putting up with that. So, you know, I think we have to realize that we have the power, and we really have the responsibility not to be a victim. Yeah. And we can all do that. We can all put a stop to it. But, you know, we have to have the courage, and that may be easier said than done, but it can be done, and you've got to do it. You got to get out.
Okay. And what is your song, Take Me Back, about?
Oh, Take Me Back is about, I would say, to sum it up, karma. There was a person that I knew who, you know, she ran around a lot, and she broke hearts everywhere she went. And for a change, somebody broke hers, and she got some payback. So that's basically what it's about, payback.
Payback, okay. where can your songs be purchases?
You can buy it at cdbaby.com. You can actually download it. So both songs are available.
Okay, and that's at cdbaby.com, right?
That's right. Uh huh.
Okay. And before we close out here, which do you prefer, the acting or the singing?
I can't really choose, to be honest with you. I love them both, and so I like to combine them both in whatever I'm doing, if I can.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Franchi, for joining us tonight, and we look forward to having you in the studio again in the near future, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys, for having me back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Franchi.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Closing out tonight, I penned a piece that I'm going to read under the pale yellow lights of Hope Street near Grand during my four-year sentence on the street. In the last few months, I just recently got off the street and got a single-room apartment. And just like what Mr. Belcher was saying, that once you get rid of the substance problems and you get a place off the street, it's still hard to do. It's still hard to get your mind in the right frame of mind to realize that things are changing, and now you have four walls and a roof to live under, and you don't have to do the same things anymore. But, you know, things are habitual, and it's hard to separate sometimes being homeless from having a home. So the piece I wrote is called Sheltered. How did I start writing? Well, like most of us that's affiliated with Trauma Stage, we all met Sanji Ali, and he gave me a notepad and basically told me, write. So here I am about 4 years ago, sleeping in front of the St. Francis Center, and I wrote this poem called Sheltered. I did not wake up this morning saying that I wanted to be disrespected. I'm not here today to tell you about the two white cops hauling kids off the MTA or taking them off the corners waiting for the lights to change, handcuffing them, humiliating them, carrying them off to jail because they skipped class. Have you seen the schools in South Central where we expect the children to learn in? They look like prison camps. I asked the teacher once, why all the gates and the guards? Who are you trying to keep out? The teacher's response, you have it backwards. We're trying to keep them in. I'm not here to talk about the old woman on Skid Row trying to cross the street and being yelled at by the MTA driver. Get out of the street, you crackhead. If he only took a moment to see the white cane with the red tip, he might see that she was blind. He might see beyond the stigma of Skid Row that not everyone is a crackhead. I look at all this and say to myself, this too shall pass. There is more to a straight line than 2 points. I found myself in another line. It was not a checkout line. It was not a line to get on a ride at Disneyland. It was not a line to get into a movie or other social event. It was a line to get into a homeless shelter. They separated us last night. Blacks to the left, Border Brothers and Woods to the right. Aren't we all in the same boat? There are a few of these human warehouses around town, just a step up from county jail. It's said that the case managers have not got paid in months, nor the security or the rest of the staff. Guess what? We're all prisoners of this homeless cycle. I have to keep telling myself this is all temporary. I keep looking for a way out. All I've found in the last year and 5 months is more staircases leading me down to a lower level of existence. The staircases had steps I was asked to take to maybe get Section 8 housing, maybe get any housing at all. I once walked through a transitional housing recommended by my case manager. I tried my best, and lead me not into temptation. I asked myself, where is God in this? I ignore the crack pipe, the smell of alcohol and sweat. I ignore the fact that the room was small, made smaller by the 2 bunk beds. Remember, this is all only temporary. I ignore the fact that in order to stay in this transitional housing, I had to give them my food stamps and my check, and I would receive an allowance. Who's kidding who? This is no solution. This is a perversion. Homelessness has become an industry, and I've become a cog in that industry. Remember, this is only temporary. As the night blew in, I found myself back on Hope Street. See, my 90 days was up. No more shelter till winter. Out here, there is a saying, it's not about where you sleep, it's how well you sleep. I take my medication so I will not dream or feel when death comes should it in my sleep. I close my eyes, thank God, and remind myself once again, this is all temporary and it too shall pass. I'd like to take this time to invite other spoken word artists on the fringes to call in and be part of the segment of the program, Voices of the Ether in the Future. Call in live at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. I will turn the microphone back over to Melvin Ishmael Johnson.
Thank you, Ty.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank our in-studio guest, Mr. Anthony Belcher of New Directions, Jeff Norman of the Veteran Project, and Frenchie Joy on the phone, and a special thanks to Jeremy and the Skid Row Studio. I'd like to make a special announcement. Because of the moving of Skid Row Studios to its new location, the Qumran Report will be off the air until Monday, November the 14th, 2011 at 8 o'clock. You can check out our past shows on iTunes, Facebook, or www.dramastage-qumran.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Qumran Report. And I leave you with the song that opened the show, Who Knows, by Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Miles.
Fillmore is proud to welcome back some old friends with a brand new name, A Band of Gypsies.